So let us take a deep breath as we ignite these energies into each of you to help you with this process. I thank you for being here. Feeling our Merkaba at the solar plexus and the heart center spinning within each other. The bottom spins clockwise, the top spins counterclockwise. They interlock within each other. So it's colors upon colors. Visualize any of the colors we spoke about, or there may be other combinations that you're feeling. Remember, there are 330 rays of God, so you may be tapping into a much higher frequency. Notice if you perceive geometric shapes. This is the sacred geometry that can occur in the higher vibrational levels. So we're going to take you to a new level of existence tonight. Whether you fully accept it within your consciousness depends upon your higher self and your own physical self. It may be too much to hold within yourself, but it will be in your recall, meaning it will be in your subconscious to open up at any time, because as your superconscious and the subconscious and the consciousness become one, those memories are still there. Don't worry about it if you don't feel these elements, because there are other things that you're going to experience. Breathing deeply, we feel ourselves igniting out of the bodies, going upwards into the etheric earth. I'd like everyone to intend to allow their energies to come to the Mount Shasta area in Northern California, in the United States of America, and just all you have to do is say those words, Mount Shasta, and you can just intend to go there. As we gather now upwards into the etheric earth, the city of Havalanchi represents the platinum ray, so it's very much, looks like a very much of a crystalline city, but it's a golden city of light. It's many colors of light. So as we're coming towards that energy, you feel the vibrancy of this beautiful city. And as we walk through this amazing gateway, an open gateway of crystalline lights everywhere, there's a pathway that's going to take us down into the city. And we find now that we're in the middle of the city. The city of Havalanchi is still being constructed, but there's a beautiful temple that we have been to before, an amphitheater that represents and houses all the masters. As you walk around the city, there are many different pathways through nature, through crystalline structures. It is a combination of all the cities. So if there's anything that you've reflected from another city, you may see it here. Pyramid structures, crystalline light, natural structures out of the natural habitat of the land. When you step into the city of Havalanchi, it's like you're stepping into an oasis. It is what some would call utopia. And the walkway that takes us into the temple. It can wind around in many different directions. We're taking the straight and narrow path, and it is straight ahead. And in between, there are many streams. There's little bridges. It's a very beautiful city. As we walk across a small bridge that is lit up with many different colors. It takes you right into the amphitheater. And as we walk into the amphitheater, there are many levels. We are coming into the what would be considered like a middle level. And there's a rampway that we're going to walk down. It takes us down into the staging area, which is a sunken stage. And all the levels of the amphitheater are completely around. It has the effect of looking like a cathedral. Crystalline formations. And there are many different souls awaiting your arrival. As we come into the area where we're going to sit, which is actually on the stage, there are seats all the way around the outside. And then there are seats in the middle. Each of you are going to come to the middle of the stage. There's a crystalline structure in the middle. There's chairs all the way around the outside. And then there's this beautiful crystalline altar in the middle that goes all the way up to the middle of the amphitheater. To the top. And at the very top, there's a steeple that is open onto the hemispheres above. As you sit down in one of the chairs, which you find very, very comfortable, you feel very, very relaxed. It is like a large armchair with a back. High back to it, and each chairs are decorated with different types of material and colors. So notice where you are sitting and what that is bringing forth to you. Breathe deeply. I want to now extend to you the energies that Malarese is feeling. Greetings, greetings, greetings. It is I, Lord Melchizedek, with Lord Metatron, standing here with each of you and all the other beings of light that represent all these rays of God. We are here to honor each of you, but we are also here to honor each of us. Because it is so very important to honor the self as much as it is to honor another. That in order to come to this space and moment in time, we must reflect on who we have been previously. And as you know, most of us know all of you in other timelines. And that is why we get along so well or we, each of you, like to communicate with us, feel our energies, because we are not only here as your guides of mastery, we are here as your brothers and sisters of the light. And we totally understand what you are going through, even though the circumstances now are different than what they have been in previous timelines. So as we stand here together, we want you to know that you are not alone. Each of us circle around the back of you. Myself and Archangel Metatron are around the altar, representing the God Force and the 352 levels of the Mahatma, which is a consciousness. But I want you to feel this consciousness because it overlights each of us. We are all represented here by the 22 rays of God. That's why this city is so very important. The city will have many more aspects to its creation, but we're not quite there yet to really share what it represents. Today, we represent the ability to come together as a structured unit, and to let each of you know that you are not alone in this quest, in this journey to the light, and that each of us are very happy to assist and to be available. But most of all, we look forward to the time when we are physically in each other's company. So let us all experience this energy presently. We bring forth all the masters and the teachers of each of the rays. So I will state their name: Almora, Master Kahumi, Lord Buddha, Master Joshua Cole, Lord Maitreya, Master Joshua, Paul the Venetian, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Lord Sananda, Lady Nada, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, Lady Isis and Lord Osiris, Lady Nada and Mother Mary, Master Voltar and Lady Master Valentia, Lady Master Kuan Yin, Angel Rochelle, Pallas Athena, Ra the Sun God, and Helios and Vesta, Lord and Lady Arcturus, the Guardians of Arcturus, the Pleiadian Council of Light, the Elohim Council of God, 24 elders that surround the throne of grace, Sanat Kumar, Master Enoch, Lord of Sirius, Lord of the Great Bear Star System, and all the great central suns, including Divine Mother and Father God, along with all the Elohim, along with all the archangels. And that is just the beginning. So I ask of you in this moment to fully reflect upon your journey this year. Because the more that we understand what we have experienced, the more we can receive. Because it takes great effort to really embrace those moments of acceleration, so that the moments of so the moments of not having clarity are no longer part of your consciousness. And this is the way that it should be. Because through each acceleration, you're going to purge and you're going to receive. That is just part of the process. As you go deeper into the core essence, as you move higher into the accelerated phases, into the God force energies of the dimensional frequencies and the levels of initiations, you will get to a point and you will reflect how important this physical body was to you, but it will not serve its purpose as it once did. It will be the vehicle and not the part of you that is holding you back from the full acceleration into your ascension process. It is important to understand all factors. So if we go back to January, February, and March of last year, into the spring equinox, and then we move forward into the accelerated phases of the summer solstice, of the accelerations that happen during the summer. If we think about every full moon, every eclipse, every new moon, we think about the Lion's Gate, if we think about Wesak, and then moving into the fall equinox, and that's the lights upon lights that were received from the beings of light that hold the rays of God. We think about the galactic energies focusing upon the planet, along with the ray of will and power of the blue and the devotion of the ruby red and gold. Feel these energies now coming into you, because this is how you want to structure your foundation. Feel that foundation of the changes that you incurred. But it's not going through the change. It's what's happened to you afterwards. That moment of acceleration. That moment of saying to yourself, oh my heavens, I feel differently. I'm stronger than I was before. And you may not know exactly where that is coming from or what it means, but you feel it. Allow the essence of purity and light to come within you now. As you step into a whole new world, this activation of 1212 is allowing us to really receive all the lost parts that have been in your field, ready to come into you, and now they're swirling within you completely. Allow them to come into your heart center. Feel the essences of your masculine and feminine. Not questioning each other, but just being with one another. And the way that we do this is through the higher mind, through the vibrational essence. So let us do this now, so that your foundation can be so strong that nothing that you incur can make you fall off of it. The power is within you to fully accept all that you are from your highest essence into your physical body. Feel this coming to you now. The colors upon colors that we shared, of the blues and yellow and white and crystalline and pink, ruby red and purples and violet, and mixture of the colors blending together. Feeling all the essences within this temple at this moment, as the altar is now being charged with the purest frequency of light to fully assist you to purge anything else that may need to be removed and to accept your divinity with the balance that is within you. Feel this now occurring for you. As if you're being lifted up. Your chair is on this structure, and it is your structure. It is not something tangible from a third dimensional realm, but it is very tangible from the fifth dimensional realm, as the energy is translucent, but it's solid. There's the solid base that is occurring underneath of you. These are all the steps that you have taken to be in this moment in time, to receive more, to hold on to whatever you have accepted within your world, to be part of your consciousness, to allow that consciousness to fully be within you now. It is your divine right to fully feel the acceptance of this portal of light. As we look up above to the top of the steeple of the open-ended crystalline structure, it opens up completely from all sides. Where it was pointed into a steeple, now it completely opens up so that the crystal formation at the top of the ceiling have points, and then they have low points and high points and low points. So it goes up and down. The down portion comes all the way down to the bottom of the stage where the crystalline structure sits in front of us. And then the top part goes all the way beyond our comprehension of miles and miles beyond, and that's infinity. What's at the bottom is your structure base. And each of us sitting here now, our base is higher than the lowest. That's because you have accelerated your self to this point to receive these essences on a higher level than you were previously. What's that feel like for you? To know that you have accelerated yourself to the point of feeling that higher essence, but yet seeing what you have acquired through that process. This is true accomplishment. So as we all sit here in this moment, the portal of light from 1212 is now going to be simulated to come into your being so that you can really get a feel of what is happening. To feel the higher frequency within you. Now I ask you to move it through you. So if we're all sitting on this top of this structure, this round structure that is part of your energy, and some are higher than others, what you're going to do now is take this frequency that you're feeling and allow it to go down into your feet. And as you breathe deeply, you really want to push the energy through you from your soul star to your earth star. This is allowing the higher frequency to go into the grounding energy so that Gaia can fully receive the gifts that you are receiving. Let us take that energy and breathe it, take the soul star and spin it through each of the chakras. From the crown, and it's spinning in a very multitude way, so it's not particularly just clockwise, but it kind of spins within itself as it's doing the clockwise, like the earth spins, and then it's going to go down into the third eye, into the throat, and as you're doing this, it's going to affect the physical body to receive these higher frequencies for healing purposes. Now into the thymus and the heart. But feel the balance of your masculine and feminine right now without even trying to do anything. Into the solar plexus. Moving into the sacral. And then the root. And we want to move it down now past the knees. Let it go through the knees and the ankles and ground that energy. So your lower limbs, you almost feel like your lower limbs are moving downwards without you doing anything into the earth star. Now the earth star and the soul star are spinning within each other. So it's almost like they're kissing cousins. And it's almost taking that masculine and feminine, that's an aspect of the soul star with the earth star, and they are blending that energy. So as that happens, the earth star and the soul star are now blending and going down into your base, going deeper and deeper into that base. Now as you accelerate, your earth star and your soul star can move further away than a foot away from your auric field, because your auric field is going to expand. So this is what's happening, is the earth star and the soul star are moving down to the bottom of your structure. It's almost like you're walking on a stage continually. That is your basis. That is your strength. That is the power that is within you. Now, their energies are becoming one, and it's going to exert a frequency to go into Gaia as each of us do this together. Om ni 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 om Now you should feel your energies almost like you've been a big, huge beach ball, and now the energy is being deflated, and that's what's happening in your entire structure. As these energies are going down, now the Earth Star and the Soul Star come back up. The Earth Star comes with the Soul Star and comes back up through your chakras, coming up through your feet, into your ankles and your knees, up through your Earth Star, up through your root, into your sacral, your solar plexus, breathing deeply, up through the heart, up through the thymus, the throat, and now up through the third eye and the crown, and then they go up to where the Soul Star is. Then they connect, the Earth Star connects with its energy with the Soul Star. So you're bringing the grounding upwards into your upper chakras. Now the Earth Star is going to go back down through the same process through your chakra system. Now it's into your heart, and it moves down into your lower, into the knees and the ankles and the feet. Okay, so now in this moment, you have received the frequency, you have expanded your structure, and then you allow those energies to dissipate through you. But before they dissipate, they assist you. So this is exactly the process that you're going through. Now in this moment, I want you to just feel what is it that you feel now. Now, I'm in Melarese's body, and I feel a complete change. She was completely dizzy. She was completely out of her energy. Now you have to understand that she's tapping into this higher level of frequency to give it to you, which is a higher dimensional frequency. Now, that energy has fully balanced itself through her chakras, through her bodily structure. So now she feels much more balanced than she did when we first started. So I ask of you, each of you now, to bring up a desire within you. Bring in desire within you, because now you have all the faculties to fully accept and create that desire within you. Because there's nothing that can stop you. You're fully integrated within your soul's essence. You're fully grounded within the energy. And you have a structure base of what you have achieved. Take a moment and bring forth this desire within you. Feel it become tangible within your hands. Feel yourself really accept it fully. I am not a We ask for a blessing from Lady Lakshmi, Lord Ganesh, to now bless this manifestation as you see them come to you and feel that blessing occurring. And as these energies occur for you, you're going to be more balanced because we are coming together to assist each of you to be the multidimensional selves, to bring in all those timelines from all the lifetimes in which you fully were the alchemist, which you were fully the healer, which you were fully the teacher, which you were fully the student. bring that essence within you. Practice this tomorrow or at the onset of 12:12 during your day. Taking these energies, blending them through from your soul star to your earth star, expanding it into Gaia, and then bringing them back up through your whole physical body. Believe me, you will make a change within your life by doing so through this portal of light. It is my deepest pleasure as Lord Melchizedek to stand here with each of you. I ask each of you to arise now as the beautiful crystalline structure still is showing its points, its highs and lows. Allow yourself to know that you're balanced within that structure. There's nothing that can throw you off as long as you connect with this energetic exchange. It's in your memory banks. Allow it to come up by just saying to yourself, I now remember my visitation in Havalanche. And bring in that essence into your being. And we bring these essences unto you because we are one. And then we want you to learn to acknowledge the work that you do is part of the greater whole. And more so now than it ever has been before. Breathe deeply. Feel your yin and your yang. Feel your masculine and feminine. Feel the total creation of the existence that you are. It is my deepest pleasure to be with you in these moments.